WLP, Mont.
KC.
K2SST, how are you today?
A nice day. I've been out most of the day, had things to do. Now I'm back clearing up stuff on a computer. And then I have net coming on at 9 o'clock. Well, it's on a computer. Only be here for a short while. Have you made many contacts?
40 contacts in my logbook so far, Ronnie, and I got your QSL card, Hunk.
Yeah, hopefully you'll get some more. It's getting expensive to send them. I don't know, it was 45 or 50 cents before. When I was sending cards out, they were 10 or 15 cents. But everything has gone up. But you get some nice-looking cards. You won't get DX cards here, but DX cards are very expensive and hard to get. And whilst you send them through the Bureau, if you send them through the Bureau, it may take a year or 2 years to get to you. So the local cards, they go back and forth. So if you make contacts and somebody wants to send you a card, it's nice to see the different cards.
So far, you're the only person that sent me a card, so did a little bit of reorganizing in the ham shack today, so I actually got a desk instead of TV tables. I still need the TV tables to hold stuff because the desk is still a bit small, so since my dad gained his ham license, we're planning to build an L desk and put it in the corner. And I have two maps. One is amateur radio world map and country list, and has like all the prefixes of the call signs. Another one's a map of South Carolina, so it'll be more handy to. It looks a lot nicer than it did.
You make changes and changes, and finally you get it around to what you want. And when the bands open up, that's when you really have fun. When you can talk to people in other countries, and they tell you about things there. When I would be with the scouts doing jamboree on the air, I would tell them to ask them, you know, what a knife and fork is, what a car is, what a house is. And in England, they have different terms for the things that we have here. So they would, you know, ask them if we got another country, they'd do the same thing. Or they would ask about schoolwork because they were all in school. And it'd be very interesting talking to people in other countries.
Talk to other people in other countries using Echolink. I think the only other country that I talked to so far is Australia. They're using Echolink and made two contacts. Well, I talked to Australia twice. Made a few contacts because the repeater was really busy that one time that I came on. Then I made a contact to another guy on the same repeater. And, you know, that's the only out of the U.S. contact that I've made so far.
Demonstrating to Cub Scouts, they picked up a person in Australia driving to work, and the Cub Scout said, do you have any koala bears there? He says, no, I'm in the city. He says, you don't have any koala bears? He says, no, I'm in the city. But you're in Australia. I figured they were everywhere.
That's interesting. So, yeah, I guess koala bears wouldn't live in the city.
So he only knew what he knew. And there was some other question he answered. No, I'm in the city. I'm going to work. We don't have those here. But it was fun. And one of the scouts who didn't show up, he was so mad. You were talking. I had an HD with me and linked it through the local computer. And he was so mad that he didn't get to talk to anybody. He couldn't make that meeting. He said, we were talking to Australia and I didn't get to there.
It would be disappointing.
I used to work HF. I had regular Boy Scouts, and they operated my radio year after year. So I would just tell them what the limits were. They couldn't go too far this way or too far that way. Otherwise, they'd be out of the licensed area. And they would make one contact after another. And the person on the other side didn't know they weren't licensed. They would just operate. And I'd be raking the leaves or doing something. And one time, somebody asked the question, and I see all these hands waving up in the air. Come quick, quick, come quick. I had to come over and get on the radio because they'd ask a question. They didn't have an answer to it.
Did you, like, have the scouts, like, get their license, or were they, like, operating, like, under you or something?
License, I'm trying to think if they were still in grade school or high school. It was in between. They were probably still in grade school. Yeah, I don't think they'd gone to high school yet. But they would come over each year, and since they'd been there year after year, they didn't have to tune the set up or anything. All you had to do was just move the dial back and forth, go stay tuned. And they would talk to people all over, other kids, and they would, you know, what subjects do you like, what do you winter camp, where do you go, you know, and they would just talk mostly about school or about scouts.
Did they, like, use your call sign when they went on the air?
Because none of them had a license.
Was that even legal through the FCC or not?
The operator is there. The operator is there. Somebody else can talk. But the operator, they're not supposed to use a call or anything unless the operator is, the licensed operator is there.
I've talked to third party, but whenever I talk to third party, the other, the operator would say his call sign, and, you know, the other person would agree to talk to third party, and he'd hand me the mic, and then, like, every so 10 minutes, I'd hand the mic, he'd say his call sign, and it went like that. So now I really enjoyed that before I got my license, and now I have my call sign, I can operate on my own.
A group at field day, you just sit down, and you use the call sign of the station. For field day, you don't use your own call sign. So we've had people would come up, and the operator would be standing alongside of them, and they would use the call sign calling CQ for field day.
Interesting. I don't know much about field day. I never attended one, but I plan to. I'd like to.
A lot of fun. K2SST for ID. It's a lot of fun. Because you're getting a lot of calls coming in at the same time, and you try to pick them out. And sometimes it's easy because one's overriding the other. And then other times you've got to go back a couple times, and then you finally get it. But it's a lot of fun. I've been in field days for, 50 years, and sometimes it just gets so hot, and you just kept getting one call after another, and, you know, you got this one, I got that one, get that one, get him, and the adrenaline really starts going because you're making all these calls, and the more calls you make, the more your score goes up.
WLP for station ID. So on the field, they normally use an HF radio, or do they use a 2 meter?
It has to be HF. You may do stuff on 2 meters, 6 meters, centimeters. You may do stuff on here, but most of it is HF. It's long distance, so you cover the whole country, possibly cover other countries.
So do you have to, like, be higher than a technician class license to be a part of field day? Because technicians only have 10 years, which won't reach very far.
The club station, you operate under the club license and under the highest license there. So if there's a general there or an extra there, you can operate all of that area so long as there's a licensed operator for that for the extra or for the general. If there's a licensed operator there, you can operate that band so long as the operator is there.
So that means I can operate on extra during field day, even though I don't have my extra class license.
Well, you can't use your call. You use the club call.
I'll sign off here and get in bed. 7-3s. And it was nice talking with you, KU4ULP, and I'll be clear.
K2SSC clear. Have a nice day.
CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-2 portion. And tonight being Thursday night, we'll begin with Quebec through Tango. But before we do that, we have quite a few pre-net check-ins this evening. We actually have 20 pre-net check-ins. Very popular this evening. We're going to go through the pre-net check-ins, then we'll go to the Echo Link, then we'll go to any new amateur radio operators who have never checked in before, and then we'll tackle the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So starting off with the pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him in 4IEI, Miss Isla, they're over in Traveler's Rest. If you're listening, Fred, I do appreciate you using that pre-net check-in capability. KO4QLG, that's Christopher. He's over in Liberty. Good to have you with tonight, Christopher. KO4PXB, that's Lloyd, over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Lloyd. That's my wife. I threw her a voicemail. I told her I'd be calling that tonight, so she probably hasn't seen that. KO4PXB, that's Lloyd, over in Simpsonville. KA5WLL, that's Melvin and Taylor's. KW4TS, that's James over in Pelzer, over at the tool shed, most likely, hopefully, having a good time at the tool shed. K4OIM, that's our Tuesday night net controller, Walt over in Inman. K8HAN, Brian over in Greenville. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KJ4UHF, that's Jack over in Greenville. K4XMR, that's Melvin in Prosperity. KM4RJN, that's John, our used-to-be Friday night net controller over in Brown Summit, North Carolina. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. KG4PFI, that's Don. They're over in Piedmont. KO4ULP, Alexander, over in Traveler's Rest, who has now learned how to use the pre-net check-in capability because this is past his bedtime. But he's doing it. He's working it. 13 years old, amateur radio operator. W4CTW, that's William and Taylor's. KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. And W4MKH, that's Marshall, who is in St. John's, Florida this evening. That's not where he normally is. Normally he's in Jacksonville, but tonight he's in St. John's. We appreciate all 20 of those users, those operators, ham radio operators that use the pre-net check-in capability to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Appreciate everyone, each and every one of you. We're going to go ahead now and move to, well, we were going to move to Echolink, but we don't have anybody on Echolink. So we'll go to brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net or aren't very sure about checking into a net. And we'll give them an opportunity. All you got to do is throw your call sign out there, and I'll do the rest. Okay, looks like we don't have any brand-new amateur radio operators, but we'll keep trying. Try and encourage them to get past mic fright. Sometimes that's a hard thing to do. Sometimes it's easier said than done. Anyway, tonight being Thursday night, we're going to begin with Quebec through Tango. If the first letter suffix your call is QRS or T, then call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll get you checked in.
JW. Hey Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa KO4RYP. This is Anna and I'm at home in Campobello. Please also check in my husband Chad KO4NUE Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. And we will both be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna, bringing with her KO4NUE, that's Chad, they're over in Campobello, and Anna is one of our fill-in net control operators, and Chad is a Saturday night net control operator who also fills in. Appreciate you, Miss Anna and Chad, for all that you do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check-in Kilo Oscar 4, Sierra X-Ray Hotel, Terrell in Asheville, North Carolina. Over.
Okay, Okay, now control, I like to recognize KO4SXH Daryl over in Asheville, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Daryl. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in here this evening. This is the first time you checked in with me, so just let you know, you may already know, but if not, we'll let you know and anybody else who doesn't, that we're here every single night, 365 days a year, 9 p.m., different net control operator most of the time, every night. You'll have a different operator. Feel free to stop by and check in as often as you get a chance. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations for the first letter of the suffix you call, that is U, V, W, X, Y, or Z. And I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. And I'll be negative, but listening in the rest of the evening. Everybody have a nice evening. Especially a good day tomorrow. It's coming.
DJW. In the net, please check in. S4 ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November. K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4VWA. That's Steve. He's over in Edmond. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Enjoyed our flying out there at the Sloan Airport today. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. Even better day tomorrow. Good day today, better day tomorrow. N4ZLK, that's Shane, who is mobile. Oh, are you still mobile, Shane, or are you in Cleveland?
Cleveland tonight. Got off a little bit earlier.
Okay, who has settled in Cleveland this evening? Good to have you this night, Shane. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. K4VKN, that's Alan over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alan. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. One last call, Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Correction, Uniform Through Zulu. One last call, Uniform Through Zulu, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll transition to the top of the alphabet. If the first letter of the suffix your call is A, B, C, or D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. Hey Dave, this is Daniel N. Taylor. It's good to hear you tonight.
DJW, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt Charlie Form, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW, NK1CJW, that's Kilo 1. Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland, located in Pickens. Negative, negative, and good evening to all.
Okay, that was a good group. Next, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you as night, Rick, but Lorena and Michelle know that we are appreciating them checking in this evening. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KI4DTY, that's Daniel, who's over in Taylor's. Good to have you as night, Daniel. You sounded good. KM4BLH, that's Kurt, who's in Greenville. Appreciate you being there with us tonight, Kurt. And K1CJW, that's Roland over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. You sounded good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Thanks for doing that tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. K KB2 BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. And everybody have a good evening.
Air Control, I'd like to recognize KB2 BYQ. That's Dave over in Easley. Good to have you tonight, Dave. You sounded good. Appreciate you taking time to be here. And while I've got it down, I'm going to recognize WG4MC. That's Matt in Greenville, who would normally be calling this net this evening, but he's a little under the weather and asked me if I'd fill in for him. So everybody needs to fill in every once in a while. But appreciate all that Matt does for us each and every Thursday night on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it right along to the next group. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters E, F, G or H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Echo Zulu November Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And good evening, Dave. Good to hear you. And I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
For DJW. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, uniform Bravo Gulf. KM4, UBG, Kevin, South End. Here working on my mobile. Let me know how it sounds. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
DJW 3-4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet Gene and Taylor's negative and negative and over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That is Patrick over in Penrose, North Carolina. Patrick, I was kind of hoping I'd see you pull into the Sloan Airport this afternoon in that big old tool truck, but maybe sometime in the future. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight. Glad you got home safely. KC4EZN, that's Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, if you change your mind, let me know if you want to stick around for comments. If not, appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. KN4UBG, that's Kevin who's over in Fountain Inn. Kevin, you sound good. The work you're doing on that installation is working for you because it sounds like you're sitting right next to me. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. And W4FHJ, that's Gene who's over in Taylor's. And Gene, be expecting a call from me. I'm supposed to ask you something before the meeting on Monday night. So the virtual Briars meeting on Monday night. So be expecting a call, Gene. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Again, Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize KN4HTP. That's our Monday night Net Control operator, Wendy, bringing with her W2MJB. That's Mark. He is the Sunday night Net Control operator, and we're glad Wendy made it home from Michigan. Good to hear you back at home, Wendy. Seems like you stayed up there in Michigan for a long time. Anyway, appreciate you taking the time to check you and Mark in this evening. Tell Mark we said hello. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the India through Lima group. Station of the first letter, the suffix of the call, that is IJKRL. And you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative now. I'm saying 73s for each one of you.
DJW. Whiskey 1, India, Mike X-ray. W1IMX, Doc in Townsville. Negative and negative.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
W4DJW. thanks for picking up the net tonight. I hope Matt is feeling well, better than he was. We're thinking about your nap. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
J-W-I-4-L-Z-I. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, and give us a report on WD4DYH. Johnny, how's he doing tonight?
Okay, this is a good group. Net Control, I recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good as usual from Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, good to have you with us here tonight. You're sounding good. And W1IMX, that's Doc over in Townville. Good to have you with us tonight, Doc. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope all's going well with you. And KO4JKV, that's Duncan, who is sounding good over in North Carolina tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna, they make their home in Greer. And Larry, tell Donna that she made everybody's, not just Anna's night, she made everybody's night that night she checked in. I've been waiting to hear her check in for a millennia. At least it seems that way. I heard her call and I heard her voice and I thought, wow, this is, it finally happened. Anyway, tell her. It was greatly appreciated, and she made a lot of people's night that night. Not that we don't like hearing your voice. We like to hear you too, Larry. But it was great to hear her as well. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. And, I don't think you asked me for anything else. KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's over in Table Rock. And Andy, Johnny is better, but he's not all the way there. I think he'll probably be at the virtual meeting Monday. I think Monday is the virtual club meeting, and that's because he's not 100% back. He's not back to work yet. He had pneumonia, and he's having to do a lot of coughing when you're talking to him, you got to take breaks while he coughs. So he's not 100% out of the woods yet, but he is much better than he was. We almost lost him. It was very, very close. So I'm glad he's still with us. But it's going to take probably another 3 or 4 weeks before he's back to his normal self. But I do appreciate you asking, Andy. Hope all's going well with you. Stay safe. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the patient group for the Thursday night Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's Mike through Papa. The first letter suffix of your call begins with letters M, N, O, or P, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo, KO4OLK, Stephen and Greer, I'm back in town for the winter. And I'll be here for the rag chew, please.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. Send me you, Dave, and everyone else on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
JW. NWB4NUU, Robert, in Arden, North Carolina, in Canada.
Hey, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4OLK. That's Stephen, who is back from his RV adventure around the, I think it's the eastern half of the United States, north and south. But anyway, Stephen, I got you down for comments. We'll be back to you in a little bit, see how your trip is going, how the change in lifestyle is going, if it's suiting you or not. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. Glad to hear you back in the area. KO4NNH, that's Fred. He's mobile in Piedmont this evening. Be careful on mobile out there, Fred. Stay safe. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. And WB4NUU, that's Robert over in Arden, North Carolina. Robert, you win the door prize for your number 50 this evening. So when you win the door prize, that means you got to show up on Gary's Wednesday night Blue Ridge 2-meter net. On that Wednesday night Blue Ridge 2-meter net, you can collect your door prize. And that's between you and Gary, what he's going to give you. Anyway, Robert, appreciate you being with us tonight. You're the door prize winner. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, it looks like we went through it slow enough to get first and second shift, but that we shall see. We shall see in a little bit. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first and only one up on the stump this evening is our national wanderer. That's Stephen, K-O-4-O-L-K. Stephen, how is it going? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KW, this is K-O-4-O-L-K. Our trip northward was interesting. We stopped by the Sight and Sound Theater. Excellent show. And we're getting ready to move on, and we both got the COVID. And 6 weeks in the hospital and a near brush with death, I couldn't wait to get back home.
Well, Stephen, we certainly never thought that would happen, but I guess it's a possibility with everybody. I'm glad you guys survived it, because there's quite a few who didn't. But you should have some pretty good antibodies. 6 weeks in the hospital. Did you have to go on a ventilator?
Days in a coma on the ventilator, and from what I understand, I'm one of about three out of 10 guys that actually make it through that sort of experience.
That's exactly what I heard too. Only about 30% that go on the ventilator come off of it alive. So glad we have you back. I'm sorry that you had to go through that. That's terrible, but. Glad you're back, and back. I guess this is home now for a little bit, huh?
Took about 2/3 of my strength and about 9/10 of my endurance, so I'm having to take it real slow and easy, and I'm finding that rather frustrating.
Is that respiratory? Is that what you lose? I mean, you just can't get enough oxygen. Is that your lungs are still healing?
I got a pulse oximeter, and if I start moving too much too fast, I just get very short of breath, and my heart rate goes through the roof, and I've just got to stop and rest.
Well, that's similar to where Johnny is right now, our club president. He's as long as he doesn't do too much, I think he's okay. He can get around. He does still cough a lot. He got pneumonia after that. He didn't have to go on the ventilator. But he did have COVID, and he got over that, and then he got pneumonia later, and he recovered from that. But that's a long, slow recovery. That's like you, the same thing. Got to go through therapy to get it completely back up to where he was before that. And with him, it's a lot of coughing, which is strengthening his lungs while he's doing that. So it's not a bad thing, but it is a thing.
It is, and it's going to be a long time. A little bit on the brighter side, while I was up in Pennsylvania, I think it was, I went to a ham fest and picked up a 20-meter band radio.
Were you able to get that on the air anywhere where you were hanging out with the RV?
Not too long after I got the radio, I got the COVID, so I'm still trying to get it set up. I raised an antenna mast today with a wire dipole mounted onto the antenna. It's not staked out yet. I'm thinking about using an inverted V for my configuration, and I've yet to be able to get the endurance to get power to this thing yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay, well, don't overdo it. There will be plenty of time out in the future. There's no hurry when you're on the path to recovery. You got anything else for us this evening, Stephen?
If anybody has any comments on a Kenwood TS-50 20-meter radio as far as capabilities, use, faults, any kind of thing like that.
Okay. Anybody listening have any Kenwood TS-50 experience they'd like to share?
Go ahead and check me in. KN4TZW, Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. I use a Kenwood TS-50. It's a great little radio. I'm assuming you're talking about the same one. It's a 160 through 10, 100 watt. I guess you'd call it a mobile. Is that the radio you're referring to?
Description right off the label, but it is a mobile radio. I'm in the RV, so I have to have something compact, so I'm staying with mobile equipment.
RV as well. Yeah, I use mine every day. It's a it's a good radio. It's somewhat limited in the really the only noise toys it's got is a noise blanker and a it has an attenuator and something they call advanced intercept point, which kind of attenuates the signal a little bit, and an IF shift to, you know, move away from adjacent signals and whatnot. But it's a good sounding radio, like all Kenwoods. And I've talked to Russia and all over Europe, and most of them on 20 meters, the DX stuff. Some of them on 40. But yeah, it's a good radio. They were very popular at one time. So plus they were, gosh, I don't know, $1,200 or something when they were new. KN4TZW. If you got any specific questions, I can try to answer them, but it's a great little radio.
Okay, yeah. I picked it up at a ham fest and took a chance on it, and also got a KT100 auto tuner to go along with it. So sounds like I made a good choice, and I should be able to have a lot of fun with it when I get it hooked up.
On it, but it's the same size and it sits up under it. I happen to know somebody that has one for sale. I'm not sure what he wants for it, but any tuner will work, so, you know. But good luck with it. Yeah, the name here is Gabriel. It's a great little radio. It's kind of menu driven, but it's not real complicated. The manual is not, you can download it. It's not terribly thick. Maybe 60 pages or whatnot. But have fun with it. It's KN4TZW. I guess I'll hand it back to Net Control after your final there.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4TZW. That's Gabriel in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Gabriel, appreciate you stepping up there and bringing that. I was looking at its the front of its manual. I downloaded it really quick, the front pages of it. And it does look quite interesting. 100 memory channels, easy to use scan function, dual VFOs, AT set. The name of that optional tuner is AT50. And AT50 sits under the TS50. So that's pretty cool radio. So, Stephen, sounds like you got a pretty decent radio. You got anything else for us tonight?
We'll do it. I just wanted to touch base with you guys, let you know what was going on, and get some feedback on this radio. And I'm going to be excited to get it hooked up and get on the air with it. This is KO4-OLK.
All right, Stephen. Well, don't rush it. take your time. Get well. One thing at a time. There'll be plenty of time in the future now that you're on the other side of that the COVID issue. And Gabriel, appreciate you stepping in there and letting us know a little bit about that radio. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call W4DJW.
Mr. Dave, Miss Amy, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. And Fred, W4FCM, has got a TS50, and Ray used to run one in his Suburban all the time.
Got your recheck. I'll be right back with you in just a second. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary. You're bringing him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. Over and easily. I remembered seeing that radio somewhere. I saw the picture of it when I was looking at it on the internet, and I don't remember where, but now I remember in Ray's truck. Anyway, appreciate that, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. Appreciate you being here this evening. Recheck, go ahead.
This is KO4NNHR. Dave, I'll write you with you for a little bit.
Okay, well, you're up next. Fred, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4NNH, yeah, Dave, I was
sitting here listening, y'all talking about the COVID. You remember that QSO we had, I think it was about 2 months back now, and I was thinking how I was going to get tested and everything?
I remember, but I don't remember the details about it. What were the details?
Yeah, well, I was actually driving up to work to get tested, man. Yeah, I can say for certain, I would not wish that upon my enemies, but anybody that gets it, I sit here, I'm praying for them nonstop, man. I would not wish it upon anybody. I'll be honest, I've got an overreactive immune system. It took me down for a while.
That's what Johnny was telling me about it. He said it's nothing to mess with. He said if you can stay away from it, stay away with it. So everybody I've talked to that's had it, that's the same thing. It's wicked.
Okay.
Go ahead, Stephen.
I'd like to chime in on that thing about it being wicked. My experience with it was the most awful, awesome time I've ever had in my life. The physical side of it, being ventilated and everything like that, was absolutely awful. But in the condition I was in, God and I had a wonderful time.
So, do you remember much about them? Most people I heard when they went on the, they don't have a recall of being on the ventilator. Is that different for you?
For me, they didn't keep me completely under 100% of the time, so I would come to enough to be able to hear voices and realize what was going on and start chewing and fighting the ventilator, and then they would put me back under and out again. So I do have some memory of that, just kind of periodic. What was that, huh? They say that the reason why they let me come up again was to stimulate my brain to try to breathe on my own. Well, the problems they've discovered is they just put you under. When they try to bring you out, your brain forgets how to breathe. So they let you come up and try to breathe and put you back under.
Wow. That sounds like an experience that, I hope I don't have to experience that. Back over to you, Fred.
I got blessed. Luckily, I didn't have to go on the ventilator or anything like that, but man, it was nothing to play around with. I pretty much lost my complete sleep schedule, and Dave, I told you, 4-hour night shift, and man, let me tell you, I was up for 4 hours, asleep 4 hours. It was a continuous cycle for like right about a week, week and a half, and then the following night, I had to come back into work, and man, it was nothing but dizziness. I walked off my job, and it was nothing but dizziness for the last 3 days that I was getting over. It was unreal, man. But I just figured I'd go ahead and bring that up a little bit. I heard y'all talking about it, and I got to make it into work here in about 2 minutes. So, Dave, I'm going to turn it back over to you. This has been KO4NH at W4DJW.
Okay, Fred, we'll appreciate you throwing that out there. Every little bit we know about it is better for all of us, so appreciate you sharing that with us. And you too, Stephen. You guys take care. Stay safe. Stay away from that COVID. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in November 4. Mike Whiskey, Jimmy, Mobile, headed to the house after fire training, and I hope I don't ever get it. but we try to stay away from it best we can. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4MMW. That's Jimmy, who is mobile on the way back from fire training. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, Jimmy. And I find that the best solution is avoidance, if at all possible. And can't avoid everybody, can't stop doing everything. Do need to figure out one of the things I heard them say on the morning briefing is you do need to figure out how to get back to what normal, the new normal is, and that involves, you know, a little bit of risk, but don't overdo it. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Jimmy. Take care. Stay safe out there on the road. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where I'll likely be starting it, but I'll hand it off to KJ4WZM Daniel when he gets there because his arrival home and the net start time are about one and the same. So I'm going to pick it up for him in the beginning and then hand off to him once he gets home and gets the station set up. Appreciate each and every one of you for checking in this evening. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge T-Meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.